Hallelujah. Let's go over, if you don't mind. Boy, because I can't get rid of what the Spirit of God gave me a few weeks ago. So I'm going to use this as a lead-in this morning. Can we do that? 1 Samuel, chapter number 17. And let's do 46, because that's the word God's given to me in my spirit. This day. This day. I had somebody years ago say to me, you know, you're kind of like a proud person. I said, no, I'm just confident. I'm confident in the word of God. That can be seen as proud by some other people. I know that 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 I know. What made David so confident that he could speak to this giant and say to him, this day, say that out loud to me, this day. God can change any situation this day. Say, this day, the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will smite you, cut off your head, and I'll give you the corpses of the army of the Philistines this day. So he's not calling out only Goliath. He's saying all these soldiers that have followed you to this place, I'm going to have their corpses also. What gave David that kind of audacity to talk that way? Simple, very simple. Because he had a blood covenant. Say he had a blood covenant. What does that mean? He had already established with God a blood covenant where if David had to go fight this Goliath, he wasn't going alone. One of the things in the ceremony of two Hebrew children is you would actually cut each other's arms and you'd rub the blood together and it would form a scar. Now, Stanley, interesting guy, in Africa as a missionary, every time he came across some tribes and they didn't like him because he's talking about Jesus, what he would do is this. He'd hold up his arms. He had over 70 different scars from 70 different tribes that he established a covenant with. He didn't have to say a word. He just held up his arms, and when they saw the scars, guess what? We're not going to mess with this guy. We're going to cut a couple of them also. Now, listen to me. You and I, because we have the DNA of Jesus Christ, my God, listen closely. We carry the scars of Jesus. And when you and I start praising God and we lift our hands towards heaven, every demon in hell said, oh boy, they found something out. I found out that the scars on Jesus are the same scars that I carry because Jesus is a victor from beginning to end. We don't go from defeat to victory. We go from victory to victory to victory to victory to victory. From one victory to the other. I said we go from victory to victory. You can boldly say this. Today, say this to me, today, the things I've been experiencing in my life that are taking me down cease to be right now. This day, God made Adam. He gave the planet Earth to Adam and said, now it's yours. God has given us the world through Jesus Christ. And he's saying this, now it's time for you to take hold of my word, speak out of your mouth what my word says. And then this day, some of you have been praying a long time for something. Raise your hand, go like this. Your praying days are over. God already knows before we pray what we're going to pray for. You tell him one time, oh yeah, I remember that, son. Don't worry about that. And then begin to praise him. Let me show you. Go over to Philippians quick. And we'll come back here. Fair enough? Go over to Philippians, scripture verse we all know. Philippians chapter 4. We all know this scripture verse. Philippians chapter 4. And if you don't mind, look at verse 6, all right? Verse 6 of the 4th chapter. Am I correct? Yes, it's still there. Amen. Don't fret or have any anxiety about anything. Don't fret or don't worry about what? I don't know what college I'm going to go to. Don't fret and don't worry about it. God's already got it done for you. But what is the word saying here? Listen to me now. Don't fret and have any anxiety about anything. Now, anything was an interesting word. I looked it up. Anybody know what that means? Anything. God's got you covered. Say, God's got me covered. The word of God we have in our heart that we might not what? Sin against God. Let's go a little bit further now. It gets interesting. By prayer, say prayer, and petition, which means definite request. Here we go now. With thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. What are we supposed to do once we make our requests or prayers known? Start praising him. Start thanking him. Well, how do you praise and thank God for something you don't see yet? Because the Bible says what? Seeing things that are not as though they already do. They're already done. Say, they're already done. When David walked up to Goliath, think about this. David said, you're coming with the weapons of warfare, spears, javelins, and all that good stuff. But did Goliath ever use them? What did he use? Words. Say words. How many times a day did he do that? Three times a day. Over and over and over. What did the Israeli army do every time Goliath showed up? Ran away. What did David do? Ran towards Goliath. Why? Because when you have a blood covenant with God, you never run away from a challenge. You never run away from any circumstances. You run right at it. Hallelujah. If there's a ship out in the ocean and a large storm is coming, it doesn't turn and run. It heads right into the waves. That's the way that ship will stay afloat. You understand? You and I will never run from anything that comes at us. Nothing is bigger than God on the inside of you. Say, I got a blood covenant with God. In fact, do this for me. Go like this. All right, go like this. Wave your hands. What are you doing? Making a sign. I am victorious already. Already done. Say already done. Say already done. Already done. Already done. Oh, we gotta make a song like that. Already done. Already. I'm gonna make you get up here and sing it if you don't be quiet, son. Oh, what's that? The music talents on the other side of the family. What talents do you have? Huh? He has a pretty face. You got a lot of talents on the inside of you. And they're just starting to bloom, son. Yeah. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I'm going to be prophetic at you. Yes, they are. Don't think small of yourself. Think large of yourself. David. 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 You have more on the inside of you than you could possibly believe. I'm telling you that greatness is about to come out. You know, you want to get it out of you? Stop talking like you're less than what God's called you to be. God's been calling you to do some stuff. Am I right? And you haven't done it yet. Am I right? Well, get off the hobby horse and get on a real horse and start riding. Amen. I'm telling you, something's going to change. In heaven, it's already changed. Now it's going to change in you. Have you taken on this challenge of 1 hour giving God? There you go. That's where it's going to start. 1 hour with God will literally change your life. It'll take care of all the scars that you've experienced in your life. It'll cover you right now where you are. And he's already got your future laid out for you. God needs you. Your family needs you. Your future wife needs you. Harvest Church needs you. I started prophesying to Nico in the office. He kept shaking his head, yes, just like you are. You are the next generation for this church. You are the next generation for this church. You getting that in your spirit, son? David. So from now on, I'm going to call you David because you are a warrior taking down all the Goliaths. Watch out, devil. No more footprints of the devil on your face. You're going to put your foot in his face. He can't have you. You belong to the King of Kings. You will serve him, and the blood of Jesus Christ will protect you every step along the way. Already done. Already done. Already done. Already done. All right, David. Anybody else need a word from God today? Good. Hold your Bible up and say, this is my word for today. Say, this day. You've got to talk boldly out of our mouth about today and tomorrow. Yesterday's gone. Have you learned anything from your yesterdays? I sure do. And I'm learning today to stay close and line myself up with the word of God as I never have before. Shh, glory to God. I'm getting the Holy Ghost all over me. We were doing the Zoom call to one of the villages. And every once in a while this happens, but not like the other day. I looked at their faces, and I know by looking at their faces, fear was a big problem. They're afraid, fear. Because at any minute, their village could be attacked. Now, I found this out. I didn't know this before. There are two times a day they will go into villages, 6 days a week. We're one of those churches that go into these villages by remote. You understand? People take the word of God in a portable setup, set it up, and then say, you go ahead and preach, Pastor. Take your time. But their faces were so full of fear. I couldn't break through the fear. I said, that's it. I like my interpreter. Her name is Venus. And I said, Venus, I'm not talking one more thing about Jesus or the Bible until these folks smile. And then when they got the word, they started smiling. After the smile came the smiles. And the smiles got pregnant with a few more smiles. And then laughter started hitting them. Then it hit me. Then it hit Jamie. Then it hit the interpreter. We had church. Then I went back again and started preaching to them. 5 minutes into it, hold it, time out. Where are your teeth? I don't see anybody's. Nobody's smiling. Their lives were changed just by the word of God. And then at the end of the whole thing, I said this, I won't see you again on planet Earth, but I'll see you in heaven someday. And this preacher's going to know you and you're going to know me because there's a smile on your face because Jesus Christ has changed your life. I'm telling you, what's awaiting you and I on a daily basis is something that we can't even comprehend if we'll give God the time every day. You were born for this season. You were born for a reason. To be alive today to preach the good news of Jesus Christ just through your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If I could tell you how great the greatness is in you, I don't even have words for it. And it's not just for you, it's your whole family. Hallelujah, glory to God. Say, greatness is on the inside of me, but it's coming out. Say, hallelujah, it's coming out. Let's go back to the scripture verse. I may eventually get to preach, fair enough? This day, the Lord will deliver you into my hand. I'll smite you and cut off your head, and I'll give you the corpses of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Now look real quick at verse 47. Get excited now. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into my hands. Say this out loud. The battle, any battle I face, is never mine. It belongs to him. Go like this. You're a soldier. Soldier. You're a soldier loaded. Your weapon of your mouth is loaded with the word of God. Hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you wake up in the morning and put your hands up, every scar that Jesus bore in his body is on yours. The devil's not going to bother you when you go for breakfast, lunch, dinner. If you take a break and have some chips in the middle of the whole thing, you are already victorious. You are already a victor, not a victim. This book is all we need. There's the word, and that's it. There's nothing that precedes it. There's nothing that comes after it. It's the word and only the word. Hallelujah. It's established. What does Psalm 119:89 say? Forever, O Lord, your word's established where? In heaven, but it's got to get down here and get into here. Remember Mark 11, 23 and 24? It says, believe, but then it talks about saying it three or four other times. There's never a shortage on believing. There's always a shortage on saying it. But when the believing gets a little more mature, then you can't help but say out of your mouth what the word says. That's where the victory is. That's where the victory is. It's the word of God, and that's my source and my only source. It's my source and my only source. God is my source. Say, God's my source. I don't have any other sources. It's only the word. If you only knew what's going on to take this book out of America and take America down to just be another nation. But there are people rising up like you, young man, David, that's going to take the word of God into the highways and byways, because Jesus said, the harvest is ripe, but where are the laborers? It's true in every generation, but it starts changing here at Harvest Church right now. Listen, there's no shortage of the word of God and how you can get it and where you can get it. Am I right? The Bible says, God's hidden the word in my heart that I might not what? Sin against you. How many of you have the Bible on your phone right now? Go ahead. Raise your hand. Go like this. Look at all the hands. How many of you have it on paperback? This needs to be like your arm. It needs to be like your ears. It needs to be like your eyes. The word of God needs to be a ready writer in our heart, and we can speak it out of our mouth. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Start saying this every day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Fair enough? Say this day. 1 Samuel 17, what? 45, 46. Start talking that way every day. I'm not a runner away from anything. I'm a runner to it. We don't run away from anything. We run to it. We don't run away from anything. We run to it. Well, I go back a long way here. I'm a quarterback in high school, and we were playing a group from Middletown. These guys were huge. When I say huge, it would take two of us to stand on top of each other's shoulders to get even with them. And the quarterback in front of me got a little nervous. He faked an injury. Never forget that. You ever had that happen? People, they fake injuries. So guess who had to go in? And I knew what he did. He's walking around with a limp. Coach says, you all right? No, I'll be fine, coach. He's going, all right, Paul, you go in. I didn't know the phrase this day. I called the first play. And as the guy got off of me and I'm spitting grass out of my mouth, I said, I'm gonna get a hold of that kid. He suddenly, miraculously, got better after the game. Coach says, wow. Yeah, I worked it out, coach. Yeah, I'm going to work it out too, man. I tell you something there. You can't be a faker. I had to know the plays. I had to call the plays. I had to do the right thing at the right time. I was ready. I was ready to go. We've got to be ready to go every day and say, this day. Well, I'm all gone with a headache. This day. Jesus told the disciples, these signs will follow those that believe. And then what does he say to the disciples? First thing, cast out demons in my name. Go like this. This day, this day, what's the next one? Speak in new tongues, what's the next one? Pick up serpents, what's next? You drink anything deadly, it won't hurt you. What else? Lay hands on the sick and they... Now listen, we find out there are actually churches that have snakes in them and people handle them. That's not what Jesus was saying. That's why you study. He was saying this, that as you embark on your journey to bring the gospel, you're going to run into these things on the road. The last one, you should do what? Lay hands on the sick. We found out that the sick doesn't mean somebody with a headache. or an earache, or a bad toe, or a hangnail. They may have happened. He was talking with the word sick. Here's what I want you to get in your spirit, because this day, these things are going to change in your heart. This day literally meant lay hands on the sick. It literally means critical, sick people who are facing death. You're not supposed to run, and I'm not supposed to run when somebody's laying on their deathbed and someone calls you, could you please come and pray? But they're terminal. Nothing is terminal for Jesus Christ. Nothing is terminal. Nothing is terminal. Nothing is critical. He's already dealt with it at Calvary. Pastor, you're asking a lot of all of us, including me. No, I'm not. I'm just saying, say what the word says out of your mouth and watch what'll happen. I've seen people, they're giving up. God raises them up. All kinds of miracles I've seen through my lifetime. God raises people up that are supposed to be dead. Critically ill. That's what Jesus went after. And if he said to his disciples, lay hands on the sick, and then he says another word, they shall what? Recover. Say recover. Ever had surgery of some kind? You got sick or something, and it takes you a while to recover? Jesus was telling them that you will lay hands on the sick, the critically ill, those that shouldn't be living another second, and the beginning of a recovery process will take place. I'm still going to pray for people with all kinds of stuff, but I'm after the critical ones. I'm after the ones that aren't supposed to be there the next day. I'm going to lay my hands on them. Well, what if nothing changes? Hold on a second. Time out. Recovery means when people have hands laid on them, they begin a recovery process. Hallelujah. Are you ready for an assignment that you may not come back on? Not you physically, but that your mind has been renewed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and you're opening the doors of your spiritual life and saying, God, what do you got for me? Oh, I got something good. I'm renaming all of you David. And you're going to change the world. Starting with your house, your neighborhood, your workplace, the laundromat, the gas station, wherever you go, my God. You don't have to go into the doctor's office and find out everybody ripped out all the pages with the coupons, because you don't need that magazine. What you need is a ready heart and a ready mouth to talk to the people that are next to you all about Jesus. How many of you want to sign up? These signs shall follow those that believe. Jesus looked for the critically ill, from those who are facing death any moment. And he laid his hands on them and they came back. You remember the book of Acts? I'm not even going to go any further here. The book of Acts, Peter's shadow healed people. Hallelujah. I'm just hearing the voice of God, if you don't mind. If you're facing this way and you don't turn your back and go back, but you're backstepping to get away from what's going on. God is greater than anything the enemy would sling at you and I. David had a little stone. Can I tell you what the best thing for you and I to sling is? The blood of Jesus. We are part of the bloodline of Jesus Christ. I said we're the blood of Jesus. His DNA runs through us. I'm telling you, this is a life-changing moment in your life. Something is going on in this service, and I don't have anywhere to go except, wait a minute. Hey, David, you have anything? Yes, you do. You just got scared, but you have something. You do. Yeah, come here. You know why? This service is all about you, son. What God just spoke to your heart? Did you have it before?
Actually,
talk to the people.
Thank you, Lord.
Face them. Hey, put that up.
Thank you, Lord.
Tell them what your name is.
My name's
No, it's not. David.
My name is David. Thank you, Lord. the Lord was just speaking to me in my spirit today during worship, during those songs, that we got to step into our victory. We need to step into our victory today. It's not something that he can make us do. It's not something that, you know, someone can drag us to. But it's something that we got to take with our own two hands, our own two feet, and that we need to step into.
Step into your victory. Give the altar call so these folks can go eat.
Oh, man.
Find out if somebody watching needs Christ in their life. Go ahead. Thank look you, into Lord, the camera.
Watching or listening on television or radio, there is a God who loves you, who wants the best for you, who sees the best for your future, and all you need to do is step in and take it.
Yep.
All he's doing is standing here waiting for you to receive it. It just takes one word. Just say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So that's you. Just say this prayer. Thank you, Jesus. And Harvest Church will join you. Jesus.
Jesus.
I wasn't doing right by my life. I thank you, Lord, for your blood that you shed for me on Calvary.
Yes.
For your body that was broken for me. I thank you, Lord, that I'm no longer my past self. That I'm no longer yoked with my past self. No longer yoked with my mistakes. I thank you, Lord, I'm stepping into a new relationship, and that's a relationship with you. I thank you, Jesus, for taking the burden of sin off of my shoulders.
Yes.
And putting the pressure on your truth. We thank you, Jesus, for it. Amen and amen.